tough new austerity measures in Spain have sparked violent protests. Police have fired rubber bullets at striking miners in the capital, Madrid. Thousands of people took to the streets to protest against the sweeping tax rises and spending cuts. An Australian man held on drug charges in Indonesia looks likely to avoid the death penalty. Prosecutors have recommended a 15-year jail sentence for Edward Norman Myatt. He was arrested at Bali's international airport in February. Indonesian officials say he'd swallowed 70 capsules filled with hashish and methamphetamine. Police have seized more than a kilogram of explosives and arrested 11 people during operations targeting organised crime in Sydney's west. A strike force has been raiding properties since Tuesday in several suburbs surrounding Parramatta. The haul included drugs, guns, ammunition, money, explosives and two detonators. Tony Abbott has shed more light on how a coalition government would revamp industrial relations laws. The opposition leader says individual flexibility arrangements need to be more workable. The government's accused Mr. Abbott of wanting to bring back work choices. Emergency services have recovered the body of a pilot whose plane crashed near Broome in Western Australia last night. The twin-engine freight plane was reported missing shortly after takeoff at 9 o'clock. 3 hours later, the wreckage was found in sand dunes just south of Cable Beach. The pilot has yet to be identified.